Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming so early. We have unfortunately not heard from Estela Rivero Fuentes, who is our first speaker. Does anyone in the audience know Estela or know if she's around? There's a rumor that she may not be at the meeting this year. So what we thought we would do is begin with the second presentation, and if Estela comes in during the presentation, we will switch to her. So let me introduce Salahuddin Ahmed for his presentation.
Good morning. I am going to present a model of integration extending family planning through community-based maternal and newborn services in Bangladesh setting. In Bangladesh, total population is 140 million. Neonatal mortality rate is 37 per 1,000 live birth. Infant mortality rate is 52 per 1,000 live birth. Contraceptive use rate is 56%. Unmet family planning need is 18%, though unmet family planning need for postpartum women is 40%, and total fertility rate is 2.7. So we initiate a study, in ongoing Projonmo study, which is a community-based maternal newborn intervention package, and we have four phases. One is formative, baseline data collection, as well as enrollment of study participants, intervention, and follow the cohort up to 36 months postpartum. So in the formative study, we found that recently delivered women have lack of knowledge on return to fertility and lactational amenorrhea method. Mother-in-law are the key decision maker about child and maternal health care, and they have religious objections to family planning methods. Healthcare services is focusing on limiting the family size rather than birth spacing, and service provider have lack of knowledge on LAM. The study objective is to develop and test an integrated family planning, maternal and neonatal health service delivery approach, and to assess the strength and limitation of integrating family planning into an ongoing community-based maternal and newborn care program, to assess the impact of the intervention package on contraceptive knowledge and practice, and to assess the impact of intervention package on pregnancy, spacing, and outcomes. The study is implementing in southeast part of Bangladesh in Sylhet district, in two sub-districts of Sylhet district. Study partners are Government of Bangladesh, XSFP, John Hopkins University, and Shimantik, a local Bangladeshi NGO. The study is a quasi-experimental design with primarily evaluation through pre-post survey, and we enroll the pregnant women during 7 to 8 months of pregnancy, and then we start the intervention. And in comparison and intervention, both groups receive maternal and newborn health services through Projonmo, and only in intervention area, the pregnant and postpartum women receive the family planning services in antenatal period and postpartum period also. And we follow the cohort through pregnancy to 36 months of postpartum. The intervention has two-pronged approach. One is capacity strengthening through training and orientation of service provider. And second prong is community-based advocacy and behavior change communication approach through household level one-to-one counseling, community level community advocacy meeting and community mobilization meetings, and in facility level provide contraceptive counseling and contraceptive services. In the household level, one community health worker is working for 4,000 population, and they are conducting pregnancy, they are identifying pregnant women 2 monthly around, and they make household visits during pregnancy in one times at 8 months to 9 months of pregnancy, and in postpartum period they make 4 visits, one in 6 days and 28 days of postpartum period, and 2 to 3 months and 4 to 5 months after delivery. And on this time, they screen and refer postpartum women to facility for postpartum care and postpartum contraceptive methods. The community health workers are usually young women with grade 10 education from the local community. They receive 21 days basic MNEs package and 3 days family planning training. And their counseling topics are antenatal care, basic newborn care, exclusive breastfeeding, lactational amenorrhea method, healthy timing and spacing of pregnancy, transition from LAM, return to fertility and visit to facility. In the community level, community mobilizers are conducting advocacy meeting with community leaders, religious leaders, teachers and their wives, and they are also conducting targeted male and female group meeting with pregnant and postpartum women, their mother-in-law, father-in-law, husband and other influential family members. They are also make one-to-one visit to develop role model and on LAM. And in the facility level, the paramedics are provide postnatal care. They are also counsel about family planning methods, and including LAM, and provide family planning services. And we started baseline data collection and as well as enrollment of study participants from December 2007. The initial plan was we will enroll 665 from each arm over 7 months, but we expand one objective in the study to assess the impact of birth spacing. So we increase the sample size 2,215 from each arm, and we will enroll the study participants till April 2009. And from the baseline findings, we found in the intervention and comparison groups, there is almost similar except husband's education, and there is significant increase in comparison union and household other socioeconomic and household indicators are almost similar. The parity is, mean parity is 2.2 in both intervention and comparison groups. And in the birth spacing, mean birth interval between last outcome and outcome prior to that, we found that it is 31 months, though the minimum is 10 months in both intervention and comparison groups. And they want no more children. In intervention groups, it is 30% women and 36% women in comparison group. And knowledge on contraceptives is universal in both intervention and comparison groups. In intervention groups, they knows about LAM because there is some contamination through community mobilization meetings. Before baseline, we are not giving any intervention, but some women attend the community advocacy meeting before enrolling. So the knowledge on LAM is higher in intervention area. And plan to use other method is intervention and comparison both group is too high, 78% in intervention group and 85% in comparison group. And they ever use contraceptive method before this pregnancy is 26% in intervention group and 24% in comparison group. And after intervention, we found 2 to 3 months postpartum time, 61% women practicing LAM and 9% women practicing other methods. And in 4 to 5 months of postpartum period, we found 43% women practicing LAM and 25% women practicing other methods. So LAM is decreasing and other method use is increased in the time of postpartum period. So what lessons we learned, the family planning messages were efficiently integrated into the maternal newborn health counseling curriculum. The integration was well accepted by both the client as well as the providers. Such integration of family planning into maternal health, maternal and newborn health was well accepted at community level, and integration with MNAs facilities facilitated discussion of family planning because of outcome of on health outcomes, because focus on health outcomes. And the unique aspect of the study in Bangladesh is combining family planning, household counseling with improvement of the enabling environment through community-based activities. Young unmarried CSWs are respected and accepted as conveyor of sensitive family planning information in Bangladesh setting, and content is manageable for their profile. And MNH and FP integration is unique in Bangladesh context, and this study is pioneer in promoting LAM and the transition in Bangladesh. And this study is funded by USAID through XSFP of JAPIGO and global research activity of Johns Hopkins University. Thank you.
Are there any brief clarification questions before we move on to the next presentation? Okay. Please. Yeah.
Changes in companies.